Hey there, it's the brand therapist, Michelle B. Griffin, and welcome to your weekly personal brand therapy session. This is the podcast that helps solo experts like you get unstuck and get on your way with a brand that takes you places. I'm super excited you're here. Now let's get going with today's session. Welcome back to this week's personal brand therapy session with the brand therapist, Michelle B. Griffin. You know, many of us want to be out there, whether it's on social media, LinkedIn, whatever it is. Many of us have that calling, that message, that desire to get out there in a bigger way. But most of us, almost all of us, are plagued by this one thing that stops us. And that is imposter syndrome. I don't care who you are, we all have it at times. And I know for myself, it has been a huge problem for me, so much so that it kept me on the sidelines 9 months on LinkedIn. So every time I work with a client, they'll tell me, I really want to get out there. I really have something to share to really help people. But then they start telling me all the reasons why they can't, they won't, and maybe they shouldn't. And I don't care who they are. I've worked with CEOs to consultants and everywhere in between. And I find even the higher the stakes of the role you've been in, I find those are even the worst offenders, so to speak, because we know that there's more at stake. Now, there's so many reasons why imposter syndrome affects us. In the LinkedIn branding book that I co-wrote, we list almost 30 different fears. Now, at the end of the day, they're all fears, and we can unpack that, and we will at a future brand therapy session. But today, I'm going to give you my three top ways on how you can beat imposter syndrome. I call it PYOT magic, the power and the payoff of putting yourself out there. In fact, it's one of my signature talks that I absolutely love giving. It really helps you get that fire lit underneath you and get those cobwebs out of your brain that are stopping you. So today in this very short brand therapy session, we are going to cover exactly what those are. And I'm going to give you an actual takeaway so that you can start applying it today. Now, what are they? It's actually what I call the PYOT pyramid. Now, before we even get to that, I want to start with why this matters. First of all, you matter. Your voice, your expertise, everything about you is so unique and so useful. But if you're stuck on the sidelines, hidden and held back, no one will ever see the light of day. In fact, the one thing stopping you from your potential and the opportunities is you just getting out there. Now, we want it, but why don't we do it? We'll unpack that in a future episode. But today it's all about tackling the main thing. It's really imposter syndrome, and it's really just fear. Now, the way I combat it is taking massive action, but it's really a lot of mindset and some practicality. Today, I'm going to share my PYOT pyramid so you can take these exact three areas and bust through the imposter syndrome that maybe is keeping you from getting out there. Or if you are out there, there are those Sundays that just get us, right? We're like, why am I here? This doesn't matter. This is stupid, right? Trust me, we all think this way. And a lot of times when you're trying to do something even bigger and better and grow, that's when it really kicks in. So let's unpack the PYOT pyramid. At the base of the pyramid is what I call courage. You've got to have courage to get out there. And almost daily, like I've said this before in many episodes of my other podcasts and in posts, we need a daily mindset vitamin. If I could invent that, I think I would be a zillionaire, right? Because all of us as humans are wired to feel that imposter syndrome. Now, we need that daily dose, and that will fuel the courage, because at the end of the day, you can want something so bad, but until you decide, it won't happen. Now, it seems so easy, Michelle, decide, right? Now, I have ways to unpack that, but deciding is picking that one thing you're going to do. Now, for me, it was to get out on LinkedIn a few years ago, and I decided that's what I had to do. I had to get the courage to go from my comfort zone to my growth zone. So how was I going to do it? I had to have some kind of plan. And in that courage phase, you've got to figure the way out. How am I going to do this? We have to make it very simple, but at the end of the day, it has to be something we can take a nano step with. I don't care how big of the task, it starts with a micro impression. So find that way to get that flow and just start doing it in that micro moment. And then you've got to deliver on it. For me, it was saying I'm going to publicly post. Whatever it is that gets you going and how you're going to deliver on it, that is how you need to do it. Now, once you have the courage and you're ready, you've got to arm yourself daily. But that's only half of it. The middle part of the pyramid is probably the strongest part because that is what really holds it all together. It's courage as your foundation, clarity as the inside that really strengthens it. And then the top one, which we'll get to in a minute, is the pinnacle. But the middle part is your clarity. Now, a lot of us want to get out and we say, I want to get out there, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to present myself, show up. That's because we lack clarity. Now, let's unpack what clarity really means. That's what I do as a brand therapist. And for my clients, I take them from very confused about their brand, where they need to go, how to position themselves, how to show up, who to show up for, all the things. It's all about positioning. And that's clarity. Clarity is what I help you achieve. Now, there's three parts of clarity. First, it's internal. Your internal clarity is all about what makes you you. It is all the unique parts of you. All the answers are already there. So you just have to find a way to get out your internal clarity. Because when we have the basis of who we are, we certainly can know how we want to stand out, who we're here for. And that brings us to external clarity. External clarity is the person we're here to serve. As personal brands, building our authority-focused personal brand, we're showing up with our expertise, our insights, and our perspectives for someone, not everyone. It's where you pick that lane. So we want to have a lot of clarity on who we're here to show up for, right? Who are we here to put ourselves out there for? So that's a really important part of the clarity trifecta. But number three is your professional clarity. There are probably thousands, maybe millions of people who do exactly what we do, right? We don't want to just blend in. We don't want to be a commodity. So when we have that point of differentiation or what makes us different, why people should work with us, choose us, all those things, it really just solidifies your clarity. So when you finally do get out there, you've got that courage and you get out there, you actually have a North Star. I always say clarity is both your superpower and your North Star. It just takes you where you want to go and it keeps you from looking off to the side. When you're armed with it, you truly are unstoppable. So let's keep going back to that PYOT pyramid. You've got the base, that courage. You are ready. You have decided. You're owning it because your voice, your gifts, your message, your expertise has to be out there. So we've got that lined up. And now we are ready to get to the top. And you know what that is? That is commitment. Just like you climb Mount Everest or any of those mountains that I've never done, you have to have a lot of commitment. Now, if you're in the LinkedIn world like I am, you see when people say, just be consistent, be consistent, be consistent. I actually have filed consistency in Michelle's jargon jar because it is so overused. So there's another C word that I like to use, and it is called commitment. Commitment is much more powerful. It is commitment to yourself, your purpose, your people, all the reasons why you need to be out there. Because I don't know about you, but I will never let someone down, but I'll let myself down. So when I'm committed to a greater cause, a purpose, a reason for being, I really have to show up. I realize those days that I don't want to do something, I'm committed. Much like in 2021, when I decided my big thing was that I was going to put myself out there by posting every single day on LinkedIn. Now, I was never going to fail at this because I made a very important commitment. So I just started doing it and others came along for the journey. Now, it's much like the 1990s movie, Forrest Gump, massive classic movie. If you've ever seen it, one day Forrest just decides to start running out of his driveway. And then he just starts running and running and running. And soon enough, he is kind of a following. People are just really going along with him. He runs across America. Well, in 2021, it was very much like I was running across LinkedIn and I had people running along and we were all in it together. So there was no way in the world I was going to fail. Okay. I was committed to a greater cause, to the greater mission. So when you could find that commitment, you're going to stay in the game and keep putting yourself out there, even on the days when you don't want to. Or if you do take that little break, which we'll get to in another therapy session down the road, you'll get right back on it. So commitment is absolutely critical. Now, Michelle, how do we stay committed? Well, for me, not only was I committed to other people, I put out something, and this is what you get if you join my free LinkedIn personal branding community. It's called the Streak Builder, the Atomic Habits blog. I don't remember if this is in the Atomic Habits book because it's been ages since I wrote it. But there was a blog post that I came across a couple years ago where he mentioned the Jerry Seinfeld effect, which, by the way, is when years and years and years ago, before Jerry Seinfeld got his show, he was committed every single day to writing a joke. So he had a wall-size poster that I think was even taller than him. 365 days, every single day he would write a joke, he'd go and get a big red marker and exit through. And I think it's called something else, but I call it streak building. I even believe there are apps now that you can get for streak building. But my thing was I was checking off every single day, which gave me the internal satisfaction, almost like dopamine, I guess, another day down, another day to go. I was inching closer. So when you can find what that streak builder is for you, we're all different. You're going to see that daily satisfaction that you're making incremental progress and you're committed. And that is how you stay in the game. Because when you just say be consistent, that's a throwaway word, sadly, these days. So getting back to it, the PYOT pyramid is the three ways that you combat that horrible imposter syndrome that we all as humans face. There's nothing wrong with it. We just have to really contain it. It'll never go away. But with the courage, the clarity, and the commitment to keep going, I promise you, my friends, you will absolutely be able to contain it. So today was a mini lesson taken from my signature talk, The Power and the Payoff of Putting Yourself Out There. Down the road at a future personal branding therapy session, I will unpack it even more, but I wanted to give you those guardrails, so to speak, because if you're like many of my clients, many of the people I see on LinkedIn, lots of the people in my community, we all want to get out there in a bigger way, but imposter syndrome, right? So PYOT, that is my battle cry, my mission, my mantra, and you can do it too. So for today's actionable takeaway from this session, I want you to write down the three things of your PYOT pyramid. The courage. You've got the courage. What is it you want to do? What is that one thing that you know that's holding you back that you need to put yourself out there for? Write it down. When we write it down, it makes it tangible. It gets it out of our heads. Then I want you to decide. Put it down. I'm going to decide this is what I'm going to do. Tell someone about it, make it public, write it out, tape it to your wall. You're doing it. And if this even helps, reach out to me by DM on LinkedIn and say, Michelle, I'm listening to today's personal brand therapy session, and this is what I decided to do. Send it to me. I'm going to cheer you on. So if that helps you get that ball rolling, I want to hear about it. And then how are you going to do it? How are you going to deliver on it? So write that out. That is your courage because you're taking those steps, okay? And then we're going to get your clarity. I want you to write for your clarity who you are internally, who are you here for, who you're showing up for, who you're putting yourself out there for, and also what makes you different. Now, I know that's really hard, but I just at least want you to start trying. And if you need help on that, of course, that's one of the services I do, but just start there. And then for number three, your commitment. Who are you committed for? Of course, yourself, but there's got to be some greater good, purpose, or reason. What is the end goal in mind? We want to be committed. And if you want that strength builder, I'll put the link to my community in the show notes so you can join my free community on LinkedIn. It's all about personal branding and get your strength builder, okay? So you've got all the tools today to know how to get up that proverbial pyramid to put yourself out there for greater opportunities, for your greater good, for your greater potential for yourself, your clients, your family, all the things. Nothing good happens in our comfort zone. Take it from me. 5 years stuck in my job, 9 months on the sidelines of LinkedIn, you will be powered and you will find magic by putting yourself out there. So that's it today, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for today's personal brand therapy session. I'll be back next week with another actionable session to get you going to build your authority-focused personal brand. So in the meantime, check the show notes, grab my free resources. I'll catch you next week. Take care. That's a wrap for today's brand therapy session. Need help with your personal branding journey? Then head on over to thebrandtherapist.io and grab my free resources to get going today with your brand. And until next time, keep putting yourself out there. You have a brand to build, a message to share, and people to impact. Take care, everyone. I'll talk to you soon.